Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. And you caught me right midstream in me making my coffee. I was like, can I make it in 30 seconds? We were testing the Keurig. I was trying to see if I could actually make a coffee in time for the show.
And good morning. I'm sorry, but did you want to let me say good morning?
Yes, good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, so now I can go get my coffee. So you
I'll
can.
Get, I'll get
oh,
you.
You'll
I'll
get me.
You're on a roll right now. I'll get you coffee.
Oh, thanks so much. Darren woke up on the left side of the bed.
No, I'm actually in a very good mood today.
Okay. Well, glad to hear it, because he's getting a little bit sharp with me. I don't know.
Sharp? There's nothing sharp. I'm getting your coffee.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So once again, outside it is 2 degrees. Is it 2 degrees?
It's probably pretty accurate.
It's no, I take it back. It's 10 degrees.
Oh, it's 2:10.
It's not 2 degrees. It was 2 degrees in the middle. It was 1 degree says, hold on. Now, I wait a second. I looked at the wrong place. Manhattan, it's 10 degrees, but in New Rochelle, it's 1 degree.
You know why I'm happy today?
Why?
Because we actually were able to get our basketball program back in operation yesterday over at school, and it went very well.
Great.
It seemed very happy. And I didn't have to send out a notice of cancellation because of snow, school closing. It was a nice feeling to see the kids running around being yelled at by an instructor, did this, do that, smiling while they were doing it. So that was very good. I think our son was at the program yesterday. He told me he enjoyed it as well. Give me a nod. Yes, yep, got the nod.
Good. Glad to hear it. This is the first year of all your programs, and I think that you're learning a lot, patterns and what they're interested in, and even the time of year, why it becomes tricky in the winter.
It becomes very, very, well, especially this winter it does.
Yeah, this winter was horrible, but it's something that, it's funny because I register our daughter for classes at FIT in the fall and the spring. But there are no classes from December all the way through March. Like, the first class starts the beginning of March for that reason.
So how many classes are there?
For the FIT thing?
Yeah.
Oh, a ton. They must be, like, 30 classes.
No. How many is she actually enrolled in?
She's in one class.
So how many sessions, if it starts in March, how long could it possibly be?
It goes all the way through May. It's 11 weeks. Yeah, it goes March through May. It's still a nice chunk of time. And then as soon as it finishes, they start their summer program. So then the summer program is a lot more expensive. The one during the year is really reasonable.
That's good. It's during the summer too.
I'd like for her to do that. I have a really great program, but then she's looking to try to get a job.
You've got some great activities planned for you for the summer. You're going to be going to school.
Well,
that's exactly what a teenager wants to hear.
But it's not even, they consider it like a camp, the fashion camp, not like school thing. So meanwhile, I have good news for someone sitting at the table right now. We have confirmed his first magic lesson this Friday.
Oh. That's news for me or for him?
For him.
Our son is actually taking a very strong interest in it. It doesn't seem like just a...
Not a passing fad.
He's actually been doing it for a while and getting better and better at it is magic. I mean, he sits down, he goes on YouTube, reads books, whatever, and really studies it as much as he can. Always coming at us with various card tricks. And his dexterity in the sleight of hand stuff has actually gotten so much better. So he wants to sharpen it even more. Where did he find it?
He went to a bar mitzvah.
Who's this kid that's going to be robbing me? Taking money out of my pocket?
He's a 16-year-old.
I know. Now talk about a magician.
No. You know what I loved yesterday? He sent me an email and he was asking me, he's like, okay, does this time work for you? And then he said, he goes, what's your address? He goes, I'm a magician, not a mentalist.
That's good.
I already
like this kid.
It was awesome. I was so cool. So I thought, all right, this is
like... So wait, how do we How did we originally find them? Or
he went to a bar mitzvah. The kid performed. He took his card. Did you take his card? Yeah.
Shaking his head, yes.
And then we looked online and we found him. And then I reached out to him. The funniest is that I actually asked him what his rate was for the bar mitzvah, because I was thinking maybe I would hire him to do a little, you know, it's magic. But you know what the problem is? He's taking his ACT that morning.
Uh-huh.
It happens when you work with teenagers.
It's not very professional.
Well, I said technically,
let school get in the way of making some money.
I did say to him, technically, you might be finished with the ACT and get to us in time.
Another magic act.
Right. I said, see if you can make it to us by, like, I don't know, 1:30, and he'll still have plenty of time.
So what's this guy's name? We're allowed to say
David
name.
Rosenstein.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he publicizes himself, right? I don't know if he's got his website.
He has a website. He's 16 years old. He's pretty enterprising.
He does stuff all throughout Westchester.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know if he's only 16, so the question is, he's not driving yet.
Think about how impressive that is.
He's taking the ACT already, so that means he's our daughter's age. Let's just put this in perspective. He is our daughter's age.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's a talented, enterprising kid.
Young kid. Yeah. Smart. So my feeling is, let him train you. You'll be like you'll be the Jedi.
He'll be like Yoda, and
you'll be Luke Skywalker.
I want him to train you to take money out of people's pockets. Okay.
No, think about it. You can really make a killing. If you learn from this guy, you might be able to take over part of his business when he's in college.
And if the weather warms up a little bit, we can take our son off the city and let him stand in front of a subway train station.
And play his guitar and
do magic tricks.
Right.
And make money that way. I mean,
open up the case.
We've got high hopes.
Hey, listen. You open up that case in the city. No, my favorite.
That sounds actually in a good mood.
He was so funny the other day. I like slapstick humor. And you guys were outside shoveling the snow. And he.
Who was?
You and our son.
Right. Just one more time.
Okay, you and our son. So he stood in front of our window while we were in the den, and he started doing all these hilarious. It was like from Austin Powers, where he's like walking down a flight of stairs or going down in an elevator, rowing a boat.
Yeah, it actually looks very.
It looks very real.
If you don't see his lower half, he's like standing, you know, behind a window, in front of a window, and you're on the other side. He does all these things where he actually looks like he's standing and he's going down in an elevator.
Right.
Right? He's gotten very good at it. I can't do it. I thought I used to go. I used to try to do it in front of the kids. But our son.
Oh, he's good at it.
He's gotten very good at it.
Well, he's contemplating for the high school. He's thinking maybe he'll try out for the acting and PAVE.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I like that.
Yeah, so he may.
Got very. Diversified
portfolio. He trades stocks. He plays the guitar. He does magic tricks. He can build Lego.
By the way, I don't know if I mentioned it. His actual stock portfolio.
Yeah.
He's actually starting to do pretty well. I haven't checked it, but he had. I think I mentioned all back then. His sore spot in the portfolio, WWE, and that's the one he actually. He doubled down on, for lack of a better word, and done quite nicely since then. So. Might be about breaking even on that position, and the other positions that he has, he's making a nice bit of coin.
Well, you should tell our friend who works at WWE, that your friend Andrew, that our son invested in his company. He should be very happy.
I want you to, maybe we can have him at the shareholders meeting.
Yeah, really? He's the youngest shareholder. That's pretty funny.
I demand change. I demand change now.
Right.
Who are you? I have 3 shares of your company, and I want change now. But no, it's good. I really like the fact that he's taking an interest in basketball. So, what are you doing today? Are you going to the?
I have to go into Manhattan today. I have a meeting in the morning, and then I have a lunch, and it's going to be super cold.
You're going to be doing that pretty often, though, right?
Yeah, next week
your lease is coming to an end.
Yes. Our last day in the office is this Friday. And so we got to clean everything up. And then, we'll be in the city starting on Monday. And I'll be going in
Have you worked out the arrangement with other people in the office in terms of days?
I mean, for the most part, everyone's going to probably come in around 3 days. I'll be in around week four. You're allowed to make a special appearance. You can come in, maybe if you want to come on the fifth day, I'll make that special.
Is that like Saturday or something?
No, Friday or whatever. I mean, we can figure it out. But yeah, you can come in with me. It's fine. I mean, the office is not that big, but the great thing about the place is that you just can put anyone in as a guest, and there's so many places around there to sit and do work, and it's a beautiful building, and it's right across from Bryant Park, so maybe I'll go ice skating on my breaks.
Yeah.
You
never used to go ice skating during breaks.
No, not during breaks, but I used to when we used to live in Manhattan. I rollerbladed to Central Park, and I would ice skate.
You used to rollerblade to go ice skating?
I did. You didn't know that? When I used to live on 72nd and Central Park West, I would put my rollerblades on, and then I would have my ice skates over my shoulder. I would rollerblade all the way to Woolman Rink. I would put my rollerblades in a locker, and then I would ice skate for an hour, and then I would rollerblade back home.
Wow, I didn't do that.
I did it every Saturday. And then I just started getting annoyed with Woolman Rink because it was just too crowded.
So maybe you can start like rollerblading over to New York Sports.
Yeah, with all the potholes. Well, you know what? There was a time, remember when I took up rollerblading again, and I went down here on Pineburg Boulevard, and I fell and I broke I broke my iPhone case, like the glass, because I tripped on a pothole and fell flat on my hand. So that was the last time I rollerbladed in this neighborhood, because I was just like, it's treacherous.
You look
like
the city?
Yeah, exactly. Now, right now, nobody's going rollerblading, and also the roads are just disgusting and horrible. They're going to fix them again.
So much, I can't tell you how many potholes there are around here.
Yeah, well, they fixed it, and then it's the weather.
I guess it's the weather, but I see other towns. I don't see the number of
maybe potholes. Maybe the whatever quality of gravel that they filled it up with is not good.
Maybe we get a different type of ice here.
Or maybe the salt that they throw down is not good for the ground, and it ruins the ground. And that's what happens. So you're killing it again. You know, it's they should put down the stuff that we got for the pets.
It's a hypothesis.
Well, something's got to be ruining the
it's the terrible. The streets around here, I mean, are god awful.
Yeah.
I mean, how much damage it's doing to our already damaged vehicles remains to be seen.
Yeah, I was thinking of bringing our car in to be looked at today while I was at the train station, just to get an honest estimate of what it would really take to fix our car versus the it's going to cost you $2,000, and if you hit a pothole, you can get a flat tire. That's the only thing that scares me, because I don't know how to change a flat tire.
Well, that's why we have AAA. You said that you need to. Seriously, do you actually think that you're expected to get out of the car and change?
I take it back. What scares me is driving on the highway, hitting something, and then getting a flat tire, because that could cause something very scary. So that makes me nervous. And that particular car, we have had issues with the tires where, like, you ride over a nail, and I've covered it. I just kind of want to just get through the winter and not, you know, pay $1,000 for new tires before it's time for us to turn that car in.
Yeah, we don't spend on our 40,000 miles mark. So I guess that's what they're paying for.
20 cents a mile. So what is that if you go over 10,000 miles?
Well, if you go 1,000 miles, it's $200. $200 for 1,000. That's how you do it now.
I was thinking it's $20, but that's okay.
Oh, so if it's $1 per mile, you do 1,000 miles.
That's 1,000, okay.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not good at math. I told you that.
I'm surprised. You told me you're in high school, didn't you, like, do amazingly well on your
reading? Amazingly well. I mean,
did you get, like, 100 on your reading?
I got, like, a 99 on my algebra region. And
that's
pretty good. I did well on my trig region. I bombed in calculus. I study for the whatever it is. Like, I teach myself how to do it, or I learn what it is, and I study for the test, and I do well. That was how I always worked. Except for the SATs, which I studied, but I didn't do as well as I wanted. But that's okay. I went to a good school.
Have you seen anything interesting? Did you get a chance to go across the Air Force at all?
Well, I mean, yesterday was all about the Oscars and how it was terrible.
It was terrible, right?
Yeah, I mean, the weather just went up to 5 degrees. Just wanted to report that it actually went up in four degrees in about 5 minutes.
It can change.
Yeah, it's going to be a heat wave today. Make sure you put on the SPF. all about the money. Okay, tell me something that I don't know. I guess Al Sharpton was taking money from someone to not talk about, all right, it's all about the Benjamin. The daughter of police chokehold victim Eric Garner claims in a bombshell videotape. Erica Snipe tees off on the Reverend as interested primarily in money during a secretly recorded conversation. The controversial conservative activist James O'Keefe's group Project Veritas. One of O'Keefe's investigators poses as a Garner supporter with a hidden camera during a protest last month. You think Al Sharpton is kind of like a crook in a sense? The investigators heard of Garner's oldest daughter. He's about this, Snipe replies, rubbing her fingers together. He's about money with you? Yeah, she responds. So, okay, tell me something I don't know. It's about time. Can anyone bring Al Sharpton down? Because he's it's very frustrating.
It's an interesting story here. Did you see this one? 94-year-old man charged with serving an Auschwitz death camp. Charged a 94-year-old man with 3,600 counts of accessory to murder on allegations he served in Nazi's Auschwitz death camp. Goes on to say the man helped the extermination camp function and could thus be charged as an accessory to the 1940 killing. The man is one of 30 former Auschwitz suspects against whom federal investigators recommended in 2013 that state prosecutors pursue charges under a new precedent in German law. I think that's
at 94 years old. Wow.
Seriously, but obviously that the Holocaust was the single most evil act ever committed by any nation. Whatever you want to say, something that changed the world forever. Obviously, it's worse. I like the fact that there are people out there still seeking justice. It doesn't matter if the guy's 94 years old or not. They do.
Yep.
Good. I hope they get all.
See, you looked at that article, and I looked at company plans to sell kosher marijuana in New York. So this one was, the Burning Bush is about to be joined by the Burning Kush. A company from Colorado is working with rabbis in New York on a plan to start selling legal edible marijuana products that are certified kosher. The pot concoctions would give new meaning to the high holidays. I love
That's
it.
That's the type of stuff that you love.
This is awesome. That's so funny. But it's medical marijuana. If you move to Colorado, you can have regular marijuana. But in New York, it's medical marijuana. What is going on? Phones are ringing off the hook. I don't know. Like, everybody's calling. It's insane this morning. So we also have a billionaire is claiming his wife spends $1 million a month. Wow. This is I don't spend $1 million a month. You should really be happy with me.
That was my mom.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So there's a billionaire is claiming his wife spends $1 million a month. He's divorcing her. I don't spend $1 million.
Which guy is
it? He's
Ken Griffin.
His wife, she pays $160,000 for vacation accommodation, $6,800 for groceries. I don't pay $6,800 for groceries. $7,200 for dining, $2,000 for stationery. Who the heck writes anymore? $60,000 for office space and professional staff, and $300,000 for a private jet. Okay, so he could take away the private jet. She can do away with the stationery, chop down the groceries, one vacation a month, chop the dining in half.
How many vacations is she going?
Who knows, but she's vacationed $160,000 for vacation accommodation per month. Per month. Where the heck is she going? And what do you need all this office space for, $60,000? I just found WeWork. You can get a pretty good deal. I might be renting a fishbowl, but it is inexpensive. In New York City,
stories like that, which give any legitimacy to go on the street and occupy Wall Street and look in the, we're the 99% crowd, which I have, I'm fundamentally opposed to. People should be able to make make, and there shouldn't be any restrictions, and capitalism. Yeah, but when you see stories like that, then you really say, how much do you want? Like the amount that she spends, what's one of the items again?
It was, she was spending on her office is $60,000. Her stationery, $2,000. Nobody uses stationery anymore. What kind of thing? Is it made of gold?
The amount that she spends on groceries?
$6,800.
In a month.
What?
Any family?
I mean, I try. Let me tell you, I have been trying each week to make sure that our groceries expenditures are like $200 a week. And I've been like, and you know, we're on austerity measures here, so we have been like doing a lot. We have a lot less than what we used to, rather than like, because if we go to Costco, it would be $350 to $400. So I haven't, and I just do $200 a week. So I know that it's pretty much around $800 a month, or maybe $1,000 a month on groceries.
I think we as a whole have been doing very well in terms of cutting back spending.
Right, money. And then our dining, if we go out during the week on the weekend, so maybe it's like 150. Maybe it's just, you know, or 200 on dining. So let's say 200 dining, so that's another 800 a month. So that's 2,600 on food. So we don't need stationery.
No, but stories like that are just very upsetting. The amount of money people are spending, again, within their right, they can do whatever they want, and versus for people out there that...
I'm going to do a blog post that'll compare $160,000 for vacation accommodation. This year, we rented a house at Airbnb.
I think it'd be a great
I'm going to do that. So we did Airbnb, and we rented a car. We had a minivan that we rented to transport everybody, and I don't even know what was it for the week. It was like $1,500, $2,000 for the week or something, and that was our vacation. So I'm going to go toe-to-toe with this billionaire's on all of her things. I'm going to say stationary. Well, I can factor in what we just had to spend for the bar mitzvah invitation for stationary.
I like it. I think that's a good lot of fun. But it is sickening. I find it really bugs stuff like the amount of these multi-millionaires, billionaires, whatever category you put them in, I do think have a greater social responsibility to find them. Compensate or take care of people that diversity, people that step out, having it be an impact on their lives. That's the thing. Like, these people, you're not asked to sacrifice something. I'm sure if we just looked at it, how much is they're actually wasting?
Well, they're saying, okay, so Griffin, who claims he's paying virtually 100% of every expense related to the children, including four nannies, has already cut off her credit cards and banned her from their homes in New York, Aspen, Miami, and Hawaii. Griffin claims that D.F. Griffin, who is worth only $1 million when they married, has already received about $40 million through their prenuptial agreement. But she's going to run through that pretty quickly.
Help, I'm running through $40 million.
Right. She claimed that she shut down her hedge fund, Aragon, to raise the couple's three children. But Griffin claims that it was shuttered because it was losing money. He's worth $5.5 billion. He's the largest single investor in Aragon after their marriage, and the fund lost whatever, tried to start a new hedge fund, and Griffin gave her $30 million for that venture. In just a few months under Ann's oversight, Navarro had incurred cumulative losses of over 10% and ceased operations, said Griffin, whose $24 billion Citadel hedge fund gained almost 19% last year and was up 2.8% in January.
I'll tell you one thing right now.
Yeah.
We're not inviting
him. No. Well, we can invite him.
Yeah.
We can invite her. We can give a good gift. I mean, my God, I would love to invite him. My poor guy. I mean, he loaned his wife a lot of money. That's $25 million. That's like crazy money.
It is a lot of money. Even if you're a billionaire,
it's still a lot of money. I don't care. You know, that's a lot of money. And it's all, and the thing too is that you look at it, and because you were in finance, it's on paper. So, of course, the guy's pretty liquid, but I'm sure...
I'm liquid, baby.
But the thing is that he probably is... A lot of his assets are tied up in all the stocks that he's investing in, right? So he might be worth $1 billion, but he may not have $1 billion
in the
bank.
But he only may have like $100, $200 million.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I know. That's terrible.
Exactly. Invest in us, Mr. Griffin. Invest in us. A Game Sports could use $30 million.
Oh, my God.
What we could do with $30 million, we should just do a Kickstarter and, I don't know, just buy the city of New Rochelle because they're just, we need to just start over, man.
Just spend a little cash this way.
Yeah, exactly. It would be nice if we had that, but it's okay. It's going to happen.
Poor woman.
Yeah, she's going to have to get rid of the stage.
So are there any other stories out there? Was it DiCaprio among the stars?
Oh, no, that's annoying. This is one. Cuomo says relationship with de Blasio is best in modern political history.
And I actually like Cuomo. What the heck is he?
He said this will be the best relationship between a mayor and governor in modern political history. I don't have enough sense of modern political history to fully analyze. I think we've gotten a lot done. Okay, I'm glad the two blowhards love each other. That's really nice.
I actually like Cuomo.
He's fine. I like his brother Chris Cuomo. I mean, he's, I don't know.
Why?
I heard him speak once in Southampton, and he was quite the orator.
Is he a politician?
No, he's a journalist. He's like a host of like a CNN show. I like Chris Cuomo.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like the other Cuomo, but you know, whatever. Not my problem. But yeah, they say that they're getting along very well. They probably were together on Saturday night, and they flipped their mind to send assault trucks around when the roads were just completely slushy. Wait, did you hear me?
What did you say?
I said they were probably hanging out together Saturday night, and it flipped their mind to send out assault trucks when the roads were a complete mess in the city.
Kicking back and having a few drinks. I want to see this story here. Woman makes the conditions improving.
He had a serious heart attack, congestive heart failure, but is improving following multiple surgeries. He can't talk yet, but he can hear things and respond by blinking.
We're talking about former New York Knickerbocker, Anthony Mason.
Well, he's over 300 pounds, the guy, and he actually went in for like a routine stress test or something and then had a massive heart attack.
That's right, we had mentioned that, right?
Yeah. So,
and talk about John Starks, who's also one of my favorite things. He had to visit Mason in the hospital.
He came to the Knicks around the same time, and he fought for everything he got in this league, as well as growing up, Stark said. He's fighting right now for his life, and I believe he's going to pull through.
Thanks, Stark.
Oh, I love John Stark. I was like, he was the only player I've heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
You never heard of Patrick Ewing?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I heard of Patrick Ewing. I remember John Starks was always very scrappy. He always managed to, like, he was the one that was always getting
He was all too scrappy back in the 1994 championship series when he went 2-for-18 shooting, for anybody out there listening and remembers that whole performance. But besides that, I did love John Starks.
Yeah. So, he was great. The other thing that, okay, so back to the Oscars quickly. You know, it was really cool. They had this guy who made Lego Oscars that he gave out to like a couple of celebrities. And the coolest thing is that I actually met him. He had done this exhibit in the city called Art of the Brick, and he's this unbelievable Lego artist. And so he was commissioned, I guess, by the Oscars to make these Oscar replicas. And they're like only worth $20, but all the people in the audience were like thrilled. So he gave one to Meryl Streep and Oprah Winfrey.
Probably even worth more.
Oh, I'm sure. But it was very cool. I mean, Legos are, it's pretty impressive. There's Lego building competition. Our son built an entire restaurant upstairs. It's serious.
That's another thing
No. Well, that's like it's funny. I mean, I think something like that is more for like someone who's interested in engineering and architecture. You have to have a lot of discipline to want to read through the directions and do that.
Maybe that's the requirement, like when you're getting into engineering schools and stuff.
To his life. Hey, you never know. Well, it was interesting because our friend did tell us that one of the fathers, who is an architect, had gone to some certificate to some Lego building thing, and he was just totally mesmerized by it. So if you think about it, it's like who are our budding architects who are going to be these visionaries? And I'm sure when they were kids, they were playing with Lego. And Lego has really...
I wasn't.
Well, but they've made it now.
I was playing in beauty salons.
Yes, you were. You were getting your nails done with your mom. But yeah, no, but I do think that now... The way it's so complex that they design. They even have like you can do landmark buildings, all kinds of things. And I think that it's really cool for kids to learn that. And girls are doing it too. It's how do you follow directions? I don't do that. I just am like, well, does this piece go here? Our son would get really annoyed at me.
Yeah, no, he would be very frustrated.
You got to take him to school.
I gotta get him off school.
All right, well, on that note, thanks for stopping by.
Big class.